You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It's The Bigger Picture and I'm Mira Sivasodhi. And how much do we know of our rights? The Malaysian Bar Council has initiated a first-of-its-kind national campaign to educate the Malaysian public and create greater awareness about the federal constitution. It's called My Consti. To talk to us more about this is Edmund Bond, chairperson of the Constitutional Law Committee of the Malaysian Bar Council. Welcome, Edmund.
Afternoon, Mira. Thank you for having us.
No worries at all. If you have any questions for Edmund, you can send those to 016-201-9000. Now, Edmund, why has the Bar Council decided to come up with this campaign?
Well, in 2009, a lot of issues pertaining to the constitution exploded. I think there was the Perak crisis, there was the crisis about the appointment of the Menteri Besar in Terengganu, and there were a lot of issues coming out, playing about in the internet. There were people who were asking questions about the constitution. The Bar Council received many, many questions. And I think by a master stroke, we just decided, look, let's sit down, let's talk about forming this committee, a constitutional law committee. We called for a meeting. We opened it to the public in July 2009, and we saw 80 over people coming, academics, students, journalists, lawyers, activists, NGO, professors, everyone. And we were very surprised with the response. So we sat down, we brainstormed, we said, look, what do we want to do? And there was one unanimous voice. The voice was that we need to educate the people about their constitution that governs them, that gives them rights.
Okay.
And so we decided in July 2009 to actually run this campaign. It will be a two-year campaign to educate Malaysians, to make the constitution simple, easy to understand, and yet applicable to daily lives, where people can use and see how relevant rights, the constitutional rights are to them.
So it's been 1 year already?
And we end the campaign in March 2011.
Okay, all right. How are you doing so far?
The response has been overwhelming. We are really, really tired, but we still want to go on, and we have 200 members on the committee. That's not enough, because our aim is to educate 28 million Malaysians. We have a very strong presence on the net. I think people even see My Constitution as an institution now. So if you go to Twitter, people are asking My Consti about their rights. How do you deal with this problem?
I can see your Twitter following is true. It's huge. I mean, it's just going on and on since 2 o'clock. Fantastic.
Yeah, I think the people see how relevant the constitution is to them today. For 50 over years, we have not seen formalized education of the constitution, and that's something that's quite amazing in a sense that it's not been done by government.
Mm-hmm.
We've urged the government to actually come and support us. They've supported us in different ways, but to formalize education on the constitution is something that we will be pushing after March 2011. We see people speak about the Rukun Negara, about Keluruhan Perlembagaan, but kids don't understand what it means. What does it mean?
What is the difference? What is the difference between the Rukun
Negara?
There's no
difference. The Rukun Negara are just moral aspirations. It's been transplanted in the constitution, and if there are issues which violate those aspirations in the constitution, you can take it to court. You can't enforce the Rukun Negara in court, but you can enforce these aspirations which has been put in the constitution, like your rights, if they are violated, and you can take them to court. So really that is the difference.
Okay, so what's this campaign about?
This campaign really is about educating Malaysians about the constitution. To make it simple, and I know I will be chided for it, AirAsia says now everyone can fly, Lawyer Buruk says now everyone can write, so My Constitution says now everybody can be a constitutionalist.
Right.
Basically, because it's a supreme law of the land, the most important document in Malaysia, without this document we don't have this country, we need our 28 Malaysians to know what it contains and how to use it. Because the document is so difficult, even lawyers are afraid of the document, afraid of even opening the document. We have made it really, really simple. We have made it simple in the sense that we've made the language very easy to understand, very interesting. We have come up with workshops which are catered specifically to deal with and teach constitutional rights. And we have actually summarized the constitution into 9 phases. If you are able to follow this campaign from phase 1 to phase 9, you probably know 90% of the constitution.
Okay, and we'll cover that, the 9 areas, over 9 shows. This is our first one, every week on Wednesday at 3 o'clock. What about the constitution do you feel that Malaysians don't really understand?
I think people speak about constitution in terms of Malay rights, affirmative action, but people don't see that it actually deals with our everyday lives. For example, if we are going to go home to Perak, and we work in Selangor, we go back to Perak for Raya holidays, we are allowed to do that by the constitution. In fact, the constitution allows us to move from one state to another because there is the right to freedom of movement. Today we are speaking because there is freedom of speech. Tomorrow we may be assembling in a church because there's freedom of religion, freedom of assembly. So these things deal with our everyday lives, and the Malaysians need to know that if there are people that would like to violate those rights or violating those rights, we need to stand up. We need to stand up, be counted, and say, look, you can't push us around.
Okay. What should we understand about the Constitution immediately, right now?
Firstly, the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. So there is nobody that's above the Constitution. No Tan Sri, no Tun, no Dato, Datin Sri. No one is above the Constitution. The Constitution is the highest law of the land. Meaning any other law or any government action or executive action that violates the Constitution must be struck down and can be ignored. People say, for example, a Tun cannot be charged in court. That's utter nonsense. A Tun is just a title. But it's everyone, even a Tun, is equal before the law, and the law, a supreme law of the land, is the Constitution. So I think we need to remember that in our first segment. If there are any issues that pertain to a violation of constitutional rights, we have to go back to the Constitution and let's see what the Constitution provides. Remembering that on the 31st of August 1957, Tunku Abdul Rahman, when he proclaimed independence, said that we are a free nation, a nation based on principles of liberty, justice, and the Constitution must be read in that light. So that's something that we need to take away today and realize that the Constitution is so important that if you only want to read one piece of law, one piece of legislation, that's the only document that you need to read.
Okay. Based on your 1 year of campaigning and, you know, working on this My Consti thing, how do Malaysians perceive the Constitution?
I think Malaysians see the Constitution as something which politicians use all the time, not realizing, not understanding whether these politicians are accurate in their description or explanation of the Constitution. And that's something very worrying. And so we need to roll that back. We need this campaign to actually teach, guide Malaysians that, look, I can hold the booklet, I can hold the Constitution in my hands. And if the politician or if the media is spinning the Constitution in a way that's unwarranted, I can say, look, this booklet says, look, it's wrong. What you're saying is wrong. And I can say our booklets are drafted by our 200-member committee. We have a select team. And then it goes through professors like Shad Salim Faruqi, Aziz Bari, and then passes through different stages with different academics and experts looking at it.
Okay.
So if they say that this booklet is accurate, then there's no one else they can say otherwise, I think.
Okay. So if there is anyone who'd like to find out more about their rights, about the Constitution, what would the website, where should they go?
We have a very active website. It's perlembagaanku.com, perlembagaanku.com. We are very active on Twitter, as you have noticed. We are very active on Facebook. We also have a YouTube page. So all the information is there. We are a bunch of volunteers. The first year we had 100 over volunteers. This year we have 200 volunteers, and there are many volunteers who wanted to join us, but we couldn't because Bar Council rules state that we need to close our membership at a certain point in time. So we finished in March 2011. We will open membership again, and hopefully we will be able to grow the committee to continue this campaign.
Okay. I am speaking to Edmund Bond, the chairperson of the Constitutional Law Committee, and we're talking about our rights and a little bit more about the initiative called My Consti, in where the Bar Council would like more Malaysians to understand the Constitution. When we come back, we'll find out a little bit more an introduction to constitutional institutions on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon. This is The Bigger Picture, and with me this afternoon is Edmund Bond, the chairperson of the Constitutional Law Committee of the Malaysian Bar Council. Now, we were going to go into the constitutional institution, but Edmund says it's better for us to keep that for next week. Maybe we'll go into the phases of how you're actually going to roll out this whole My Consti campaign.
Thanks, Mira. We have 9 phases, as I mentioned. So the first phase we launched was on the supremacy of the constitution. As I said just now, the federal constitution is the supreme law of the land. It was launched by the deputy minister in the prime minister's department, Datuk V.K. Liu. We have the second phase, which is the one that we're going to discuss next week, the one on constitutional institutions and separation of powers. Why is it important to have parliament, judiciary, and the executive being independent? Then we had the third one, the federal state relations booklet, which was launched by Tan Sri Khalid of the Selangor State Government, about powers of the federal government and state government. I think we've read about it in the papers, about issues like water and all, and that is a really interesting segment. We had the fourth segment, fourth phase, which was launched by the Speaker of Parliament on Parliament. Parliament, of course, we know makes laws. The fifth phase is on the executive. Tan Sri Koh Soo Koon launched that. The executive is the one that administers laws. We have the sixth and very exciting phase on the judiciary, which we plan to launch in Bangsa at 3 o'clock on the 16th of September. We're going to try and have a street party with other NGOs, other groups. 16th of September, of course, is Malaysia Day. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to launch that. We're planning that on the 16th of September. Then the seventh phase is going to be launched in Sabah on the 18th of September. And that will be something really interesting, because, of course, Sabah and Sarawak, some people see them as part of the 13 states. Some people see them as actually two other states, so three states in Malaysia. So the 1963 is something which people always forget. We only think about Malayan independence, but we don't remember about Sabah and Sarawak, and that's
got to be that has got to be put to rest after Malaysia Day being declared a holiday.
Yes. And so that's a seventh phase. The eighth phase is the one on fundamental rights and citizenship. So that's the one I think a lot of people will be waiting for, eyeing for the booklet. You can put the booklet in your pocket if the police arrest you next time. So I think that's something that is going to be quite exciting. Then the ninth phase will be one on elections and democracy. So we're going to try and do a concert for that. That elections and democracy, we all know, is something that is so relevant to our lives. Why is it important to cast your vote? Why is it important to register? And what are true principles of democracy?
Okay, next Thursday, 16th of September in Bangsa. Give us a bit more details. So where is it being held?
It will be at Jalan Bangkong. Mm-hmm. It will be a whole day event, but our slot for the constitution is at 3 o'clock. There will be games, there will be a street party, there will be performances, and I think it starts at about 11 o'clock. That information will be on the website, pulumbaganku.com.
So what can we look forward to? Is everybody invited?
Yes, it's open to the public. Okay. It's a celebration for everyone. There will be speakers coming to speak, there will be performances, and there will be food and drink, I think, of course.
It's the bar council here, okay.
And then on the 4th of September, we are continuing with our program, Memperkasakan Masyarakat Orang Asli. So on the 4th of September, we're going to the Tapa Orang Asli Kampung to do our My Consti workshop with them. And I think the Orang Asli have been neglected for so long, it's important that we actually go down Turun Padang and assist them, tell them that, look, they are also part of Malaysia, they are also Malaysians, and they also have rights to their land.
How do you communicate with them? I know it's some of them can actually speak Malay, but what about those who can't?
Many of them, in fact, can speak Malay, so we communicate by Malay. And of course, we have our partners who actually work with the kampungs. For example, this Tapa one, we are working with the Perak Legal Aid Center, Augustine Anthony and Ram assisting us. So we'll be going down with their assistance.
Okay. So if you want more information, what's that website once again, Edmund?
Pulumbaganku.com.
Okay. And next week, Wednesday at 3 p.m., we will be discussing the constitutional institutions and the separation of powers, just for our benefit. What are the three constitutional institutions, the three main
Parliament,
federal,
yep. The legislature that makes laws, executive or government that administers laws, and judiciary and the courts, which actually interpret the laws and interpret whether government or parliament is doing things which are right or wrong.
Okay, and when you say the separation of powers?
Separation of powers meaning that each institution must be independent. Each institution cannot have more power than the other. So, for example, if the judiciary must be able to say, look, parliament, you're wrong, this law is unconstitutional. Executive, you're wrong, this action that you're doing is unconstitutional, and I will strike it down.
Which is not the case at the moment?
It is a case at the moment, in certain circumstances, there is of course argument about amendments to the Constitution 1988 and how that has affected the people's lives. We'll try to explain that next week.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. I'm Edmund Bond, the chairperson of the Constitutional Law Committee of the Malaysian Bar Council, talking to us about the Bar Council's initiative on taking the Constitution to all Malaysians. It's called My Consti. On the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station.